Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of River Dudes. I am your host, Ross Jones. And this is my co-host, EJ Leeson.
Hey, how's it going, man? What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
You know, just hanging out. Nothing too crazy. I'm just getting ready to record a podcast. And talk about Chapter 11.
Chapter 11 to Riverdale and back again.
Which I am very excited to talk about. I guess I could start us off with, did you know that this shares a title with a TV movie that came out in the 1990s? I believe it was 1990, to be exact.
Yeah.
And it starred Lauren Holly from Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Karen Coppins from Once Bitten. Ever see it
with Jim Carrey? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Chris Rich and Sam Whipple as Jughead. So this movie is a lot of fun, and maybe one day we'll cover it.
You showed me a clip, that rap part. What'd you think about that?
Oh, it was not good. it was all right.
It was funny.
Yes. In the TV movie, they're all older. They're going back for like a reunion.
Yeah.
High school reunion.
Yeah.
And there's a part where Jughead is with his son in the park.
Yeah.
And he just starts rapping Sugar Sugar. And I remember watching it when I was younger, but I was like, yeah, Ross, I need to show you this before we record, because this is bonkers and I need you to see this.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. It was so funny. That rap part was great.
Yeah, he's like, sugar, honey, honey.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this? But anyways.
And then the little kid's like, bring it back to me, fella.
I love that. We're gonna cover that. We'll have to see how we can find that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on like Amazon or something.
Probably. Yeah.
And we'll have to cover it.
Yeah.
And then talk about it.
We'll do a podcast for that.
Yeah. But anyways, this episode was directed by Kevin Rodney Sullivan, who has done episodes of How to Get Away with Murder, Modern Family, 30 Rock, NCIS, and he's also done a couple films. He did Guess Who with Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
No, I never saw it.
And he also did Barbershop 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he directed that with like a ton of people in that.
Ice Cube, man.
Yeah. And so this episode was written by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, who, of course, created the show. And I believe he did the first two episodes, right?
I think so.
But he's pretty much the backbone of the entire show.
Yeah.
So this is an incredible episode. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I guess we could start off. I'll do this part, but we have the episode start off with the Pussycats singing over the intercom at school, which was awesome.
Yeah, I like that scene. It was a good scene. Good scene to start the episode. Good intro.
Yeah. So do you want to start us off, man?
Yeah. Pussycats start the episode, you know, singing over the loudspeaker at school. You know, they start the episode. And then Archie starts the episode with his mom talking about his performance at the school dance. And Archie wants her to attend and see him sing for the first time.
Right, yeah, because she really hasn't. She's been in Chicago this whole time.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be the first time his mom actually gets to see
him perform.
What Archie's passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then, then we get where Archie and Veronica kind of shared a kiss in the last episode.
Yeah.
So they're kind of getting like closer in this episode.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go ahead.
And then Veronica talks to her mom about her dad returning to Riverdale, and they both get in an argument about it.
Right. Yeah. She's just not really happy because she's not really exactly on good terms with her father right now.
Yeah.
Because of almost, like, embarrassing the family by getting arrested and, you know, being in trouble. Yeah. Just not being a good person.
Yeah, not being a good father to
her. Right.
So,
but yeah. So then, Then we get into where Veronica...
Yeah. Veronica talks to Archie about their kiss, what we just talked about, from the other night. But V doesn't want to take the relationship to the next level. And Archie does, but she doesn't. She doesn't want a serious relationship at this moment.
Right.
But he does.
Yeah, Archie's like, hey, let's go, girl. Yeah. And then she's like,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
She's just like, pump the brakes, fella.
She's just not into it right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then I guess we get into Cheryl.
Okay, yeah. Cheryl talks to Betty and the gang about the dance.
Yeah.
Her scene right now in this part of the episode is short. So there's not much to talk about with her yet.
Right. She's just like, oh, you fools getting ready for the dance. And they're like, yeah, Cheryl.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Adway. That's what they said to her. I'm pretty sure someone said that to her.
Something like that, yeah.
And then we have where Archie starts to talk to the gang.
Yeah, Archie talks to the gang about him performing at the dance, and V says she will be performing with him at the dance. Originally, it was just going to be Archie performing, but then V says she'll join him and perform with him.
Yeah.
Because I think originally it was supposed to be Archie and Val performing. Right.
Yeah.
But then Val, you know, broke up with him or didn't want to be with him, so he had to get somebody else. So then V said she'll perform with him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so he gets to, he's actually excited to work with Veronica on the song.
Yeah.
And Veronica is a very talented person.
Yeah. She is.
The last episode she just got in dance off.
Yeah.
And whooped some butt.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's getting to go on stage again after already performing with the Pussycats before.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, she could dance, she could sing, she could act.
Yeah.
She's like a triple threat.
So. Yeah, yeah. So Archie's mom talks to him, right?
Like, yeah, Archie's mom talks to him about V's mom working with Fred.
Right.
So...
And then he's like, they kind of, like, worked together. It wasn't, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
but she missed a lot, going away. And then she's just trying to play catch-up.
Yeah, catch-up, yeah, whatever.
So Archie's mom, she's played by Molly Ringwald. Her coming back... is starting to like change the way she's like looking at stuff now, continue. And then, go ahead.
Then Archie leaves his house to go over V's to talk to V about her plans.
Right.
About her plans for either the dance or her plans. For like Jughead and his dad. I don't know. It's either one of those.
Yeah.
It's either one of them. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. I would say like, I think it's more like they are discussing what is the plan for them on stage.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But
she's still involved with FP and Jughead too.
Right. Yeah. So there's this thing where... we didn't really talk about it yet, but basically Alice enlists like the help of Veronica and Archie to help her by checking out FP's trailer.
Yeah.
She thinks FP is guilty.
Yeah.
Like she thinks he's guilty of something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so they're working with Alice, yeah.
Yeah. And but yeah, and then it goes back to Cheryl, and Cheryl's like talking about
Cheryl talks to her parents about their plans for Polly and finds Polly asleep in the room from the blossoms spiking her milkshake with something, and she falls asleep.
Yeah,
so she can't go to the dance.
Right. Yeah, and so they kind of like drug Polly. Pregnant Polly, by the way. She's pregnant and they're drugging her. But, which is not good.
No.
But yeah, so that happens. And then Cheryl's like, oh crap, like my parents are not that great. Like, I think she already suspects them anyways, but
yeah.
She's even starting to see that maybe Polly isn't exactly safe in the Blossom household. Yeah. You know?
And then V joins Archie on the stage for the performance of We're the Kids in America.
Yeah, what a great song.
That's great. That was a perfect cover.
Yeah,
perfect
they actually cover. Did an awesome
They did a
awesome
really good cover. Job. Yeah, really good job.
I was really impressed, and I like that song a lot. Yeah. I always think of, when I hear that, I always think of Clueless. Have you ever seen that movie? Clueless? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they play it at one point in that movie, too. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know why. It always just reminds me of that.
And we use that song for the intro to this podcast. So
right, you'll yeah. You'll be able to hear it. Yeah, like, specifically for this episode, we were like, oh, we'll use The Kids in America.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah. And then I guess I'll get into the other part of what's going on.
Okay, sounds good.
And then you can finish up. Okay. But yeah, so basically the episode with FP and Jughead starts off, and FP tells Jughead, hey, I read your story about like the case and everything. Yeah. He's like, I love it. I think you're a great writer.
Yeah.
And don't give up on that. That's like your talent. And Jughead's like, thanks, Dad. You know, yeah, he's kind of like weary.
And then FP's like, I couldn't string two sentences together. Yeah. But you could write a full story and be great at it.
Yeah. And so Jughead's like, thanks, Dad. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But then so then Betty is talking to Polly, and she's finding out some crazy details about the Blossom House. Mm. Which maybe leads the Blossoms to actually spiking Polly's drink later. Maybe they heard it. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then Jughead tells Betty that Alice, Betty's mother, invited him and his father over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So Betty goes and she questions her mom's intentions for the dinner. She's like, okay, what's up with that?
What's your
like,
plans?
Yeah,
what's
like, your real I plans? Don't really trust you. Yeah. And you're acting real kind of shady.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Alice is kind of like, no, I just want to get to know, you know, the kid who's dating my daughter. Yeah. And she's playing off like that. But in reality, like we said before, Alice, she does have intentions of sending Veronica and Archie into FP's trailer to, like, give it a look around and see if they can find anything.
Yeah, and Jughead originally thinks that Alice is being nice to inviting him to dinner.
Right.
And he doesn't know that she's planning all this stuff.
Right. So, yeah, so Jughead and FP then join the Coopers for dinner.
Yeah.
And while the Jones are over at the Coopers, Sheriff Keller ends up raiding the because like so Archie and Veronica go there first.
Yeah.
They leave.
Mm-hmm. They don't find anything.
They can't find anything.
Yeah.
Sheriff Keller then goes there.
Yeah.
And while Sheriff Keller is there, he raids FP's trailer and he finds a gun in a lockbox.
Yeah.
And it matches the same weapon believed to be used to kill Jason Blossom.
Yeah.
So
then he gets arrested.
Yeah, so FP ends up getting arrested. And so they're like, oh, what the crap? Like, how is this even possible?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, when we were there, we didn't find anything.
Well, yeah. So you could go into that. So Betty ends up going to Pops.
Yeah, and Betty ends up going to Pops to meet Archie and V. And they tell her that they didn't find a lockbox in FP's trailer when they were there. And that someone planted the gun in his trailer. And that he was being framed for Jason's murder.
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy episode. It's definitely, like, one of those episodes that you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, because we have seen the jacket there. And we saw where Joaquin was given the jacket to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So we definitely know FP is involved. But it's still heartbreaking, especially for Jughead.
Yeah.
Who wants his father to be clean. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, not be
finally.
A criminal.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. But I guess that's pretty much the episode in a nutshell. And so FP ends up going to jail. And then Archie and Veronica tell Betty, like, listen, we don't think FP is guilty. He might be getting set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be framed, yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's basically the episode in a nutshell. There's not a lot of Easter eggs. Of course, we talked about the name of the episode being shared with the TV movie, mm-hmm. Archie,
yeah.
Back to Riverdale and back again.
Yeah.
Another thing about that title, it also is, it kind of shares a thing with The Hobbit, like one of the chapters in The Hobbit.
Okay.
But talking about that, we also get a Lord of the Rings / Hobbit reference when someone is called Gollum in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And also, the other Easter egg that is kind of cool and it's very brief, but if you look, you see it. When Cheryl's in the hallway, she's walking. You see that Riverdale High was built in 1941.
Yeah.
And that is the same year the comic debuted. Yeah, so that was a cool, little thing. And, of course, this homecoming kind of dance, right, it's almost like a reunion dance because all the, people who have graduated are kind of at this event and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that's basically what that TV movie is about, is like a reunion, high school reunion,
mm-hmm.
and they're all coming back to the reunion. So it kind of in a weird way mirrors the TV movie, but not really, obviously, because they're all in high school where they weren't, all in their late 30s now.
Yeah.
It was a great episode. I actually really liked it a lot.
What's your rating on this, do you think?
I would give this a solid 5. I think Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, if he writes an episode, I think they're probably the best because he has, that over art. The whole arc, he has that vision. You know what I mean? So I think he has such a good grasp on all the characters, the dialogue, the way to set up everything. So anytime he writes an episode, I think it's a sure 5, you know what I mean? So how about you?
I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
So pretty much a 5.
Yeah. Do you want to go into our plugs?
Yeah. Our plugs are our Twitter page. You can follow us on Twitter at River Dudes Pod. My personal Twitter page is at Recovery108. Our Instagram is at River Dudes Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's at EJ Leeson. I have to figure out how to get back on. I forgot my password, so I have to figure that out. But I do follow back. If you follow us through Twitter, our River Dudes Podcast, we follow back there too.
Yeah, we do.
I would say you guys can follow me there. And also, I do have an Instagram, just don't know what it is. So
I can't get into that either.
I could get to my Instagram. I just forget what my name is. I have to look it up one of these days. But anyways, long story short, one more thing we have to say. River Dudes out!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.